might you hear me say? Oh, my brother, you better get out on your knees and pray.
Get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out on your knees and pray. Can't you hear me say?
Oh, my sister,
you better get out on your knees and pray.
Get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out on your knees and pray.
Sinner man,
can't you hear me say?
Oh, sinner man,
you better get out on your knees and pray.
Get out,
get out,
get out,
get out,
get out on your knees and pray.
Get out,
get out,
get out. You better get out on your knees and pray.
Thank you. Well, this song here, we have this one on a gospel record. And this was written by the guy that wrote Turn Your Radio On. He wrote a lot of gospel numbers.
John Hartford.
Not John Hartford, no. He didn't write too many gospel tunes, John didn't. But I'll tell you about John. He was a good friend of ours. And he had a song out that was neck and neck with Yesterday. You remember that song, Yesterday? Yeah, you did. I don't know which one's on top right now. Yesterday beat it out eventually. True. Most recorded song in history. Do you know what it was?
Number one's Yesterday. Number two?
There you go, you win. Can you believe that Gentle on My Mind was right up next to Yesterday? And for a long time, it was ahead of that one. Well, now, I don't know what I was talking about when we got into this conversation. Not all aboard yet, but I would like to do this one first. Yes, Albert Brumley, the great gospel songwriter. You know, he's got a lot of gospel songs in the Old Baptist hymn book, really. And this is one, well, his son, Albert Brumley, of course, he passed away years ago, but his son lives there in Nashville, pretty close to where we live, and he's got a warehouse there. And he had all these demos. We were getting ready to do a gospel record, and he sent us like 21 gospel songs that had never been recorded before, you know, on demos, and we wound up doing 7, I think, on that record. Anyway, this is one of them, and I hope you enjoy it.